Indeed, the sense that one's own reality is simulated or staged certainly predates the film. Weir says that during the casting process in 1996, I came across at least three people who said they were young. They had a feeling their life was a show. When they were young, they had a feeling that their life was a show. But the more extreme version of paranoia is a common symptom of psychosis, and Gold found that Truman's show resonated particularly with some of those patients. Several mentioned the film by name. They said, "Did you see the Truman Show? That's my life." One patient in late 2001 became convinced that the 9/11 attacks had been staged for the benefit of his reality show, and he traveled to New York City in order to see whether the World Trade Center was still intact. Another had worked in reality television on the technical side before becoming convinced his life was reality television. In 2013, The New Yorker profiled a man suffering from the delusion who attended a Dave Matthews Band concert, believing it was meant to be his show's climax, a grand finale where his father would present him with a check for $1 million. Often, people will believe that when their show ends, they'll be rewarded, Gold explains. There will be this big reveal, and all their friends and family, their true friends and family, will be waiting for them. By the time The Truman Show turned 15 in 2013, the rise of both social media and government surveillance had made its central anxiety seem reasonable. Putting this illusion aside, the notion that we're all watching one another has come to fruition, says Gold, who left Bellevue for a private practice but is still contacted every month, if not week, by new patients describing the delusion. According to one oft-repeated story, Weir wanted to play with these sorts of anxieties during the film's theatrical run. The idea was to have a video camera installed in every theater, then have the projectionist abruptly switch from the movie to a shot of the viewers themselves. Was this really under consideration? It was probably a joke, Weir says now. I think what's been lost is the ha-ha-ha that followed that thought. That would show that I was turning into Christoph. Both he and Nicole are amazed by the film's endurance. As Nicole put it, "I guess I'm most surprised that while Truman was running from cameras, most of society was running towards them."